It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, Greeny, just think about this right now. It is February 27th. There hasn't been any real meaningful progress between Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And with every day that passes, and with every day that moves closer to free agency, the idea of him not being in New England becomes more and more of a reality. And maybe they can sit down and figure out something. But what to this point has given you that indication that would suggest that that is the case? Look, Tom Brady set up his contract for him to be a free agent. There haven't been any significant talks up until now. We're closer to free agency. How come with a player like Drew Brees, we hear him going back to New Orleans, but we only wonder if the two sides with Tom Brady and the Patriots can figure out a way to bring him back to New England? We're not talking about a run-of-the-mill free agent. We're talking about arguably the greatest player in football history, and we are moving closer and closer to free agency, to other teams having a chance to be able to sign Tom Brady and to have Tom Brady leave New England and sign with another franchise. And as difficult as it is to envision Tom Brady wearing any other helmet than the New England Patriots, I think that becomes more and more likely all the time. Think about Tom Brady in a Titans helmet, a Raiders helmet, a Buccaneers helmet. Anything's possible at this point.
Five, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, the way these reporters are talking about it is getting a little silly. You're going to just picture in your head Tom Brady with a Tennessee helmet on. Just can you picture it in your head? All right, relax. There's been a man on the moon. This is not something that's going to, you know, we've seen many, many things. I mean, there was an octuplets bomb, for God's sakes. This is supposed to blow our minds. Just get ready to picture it. It's crazy. Your mind's not going to be able to conceive of it.
Biggest story in sports.
Yeah, it's the biggest story in sports.
We can downplay it, but it's the biggest story in sports.
Yep, I can. I'm downplaying it. That I can. The way they're talking about it is ludicrous. Can you picture it in your head? Oh, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, please. And then, by the way, in sports, this has happened before. I mean, guys, Gretzky got traded to a guy who's stamp collected.
Got traded twice. I mean, he's played for four different organizations.
I know, but the first, the trade to L.A., I mean, you thought that was insane. I mean, Montana went to Kansas City. I mean, these things happen.
Emmitt Smith went to Arizona.
Yeah, but he was done by then.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think more of like
Montana to Kansas
Michael Jordan,
City.
Michael Jordan playing baseball, you know.
Montana to Kansas City is the closest.
Yeah.
Because sure. He had some juice left. Yep. I mean, he went to the AFC Championship game with Kansas City.
Yeah.
Just think of how big the Peyton Manning thing was when that happened.
No, it is. But I enjoy the story and it's interesting. But these football, I mean, there's other things in the world. These football writers, the way they're talking about it is insane. Yes, it would be interesting. I hope he leaves. It will be great. It will be great. It will be so much fun if he leaves. But, I mean, the idea that, just prepare yourselves. Like, it's like the coronavirus. Like, prepare yourselves. Just get ready. Because he might put on another uniform. Get the kids. Get some bread and milk. And just sit back and wait. Because you might not be able to leave the house for a couple of days. You might get...
How long until the jersey burning videos?
Immediately.
I mean, it's you want to talk about people turning on someone quickly.
See,
the ultimate test is with someone like Tom Brady, and we're going to see immediately people burning his jersey.
I wonder, though, knowing what we know about the team and their way of handling this, how much of that there is going to be, because there is the door open for the team to get more blame than this, than the player.
Well, there's going to be tons of spin. Tons of, and that's one of the reasons that if you believe that they are not going to offer him what is fair, or they don't want to bring back Tom Brady, and you truly believe all that stuff that Mike Giardi was talking about them looking to move on, then you've got to think that the stuff that Robert Kraft has been saying is just purely for a let's cover our ass.
And that's the
scenario.
Thing. I think fans are smart
PR
enough.
Wise,
yeah, fans are smart
sure.
enough to see
we
through that.
We did everything we could. And we wanted him back. You're going to hear all
there,
of that.
There is a contingent of fans, though.
Oh, God. The true believers?
That
yes.
Is, that is going to be just ever since 2006, it's going to be just, the minute that he leaves. And he turned it. You weren't friends with him. He's not saying goodbye to you. And you're going to, and it's going to really upset them. And it's going to be the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me in my life over the birth of my children. I'm going to go to every blog. I'm going to sign back onto Twitter.
Because
they're just not going to believe it. I don't believe it. No. All the guys who killed Darlington for just saying, daring to say that he's heard from the camp, that he's leaving. All those people that freak out that every time someone talks anything negative about Brady, have a conniption fit. Hurley, for God's sakes, will be funny. I mean, it's going to be the greatest.
Well, I'm going to be fascinated to find out whose side everyone's going to be on. Like, are you going to be somebody who is on Team Brady, or are you going to be on Team Belichick?
Depends how old you are. If you are under what age?
You've only known this if you are 30.
Okay, so I'd say if you're under 35, you are upset at the team. You go with Brady. If you're over 35. And you're a normal functioning adult, you are a Patriots fan above all else. You root for the laundry, so you'll
but you know enough that the team is to blame for this.
No, but to blame, but maybe, but you maybe you know maybe they think it's the right decision. So you know,
and you know that there is nothing that the Crafts want less than to have this be on their legacy. You know that even though they're making the right decision in choosing Belichick's choice over Brady's, because Belichick can be here for a much longer time, Brady's expiration date is a lot quicker than Belichick's is, you know that they are right now figuring out if he leaves, what kind of spin, damage control, how do you get out there handle the backlash?
I put Belichick out there and he'll go brum, 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 and then there you go. He'll go, it was time to move on. And then, you know what will help is if they win. Even if they go 9-7, that'll help. Sean, go ahead. I mean, it's not their legacy. Their legacy is the greatest run in history. Go ahead, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. I'm one of the guys that I actually want to see Brady go. I don't like that one guy is making the whole team have to make decisions around him. It needs to be a team environment. And frankly, I'm ready for the rebuild. We all know it's coming, and why not now I mean, if I was Brady, I would retire. He should have retired after he won Atlanta. That would have been the best time to go out on top.
The only thing I could say to that is he's never been a guy that's made it all about him. He's always taken discounts.
I don't think Colin was blaming him. I think he was upset simply because one man is holding everybody hostage. And to that, I'd say, have you watched the NFL over the last 20 years?
By the way, it doesn't seem like they're being held hostage. I mean, it sounds like they're going to re-sign Devin McCourty, and that's not going to be cheap.
It also sounds like he'd take less to stay with the Patriots as long as they got him some weapons.
By the way, he wasn't good last year.
Well, stats people will say, and by the way, most of the league believes that that wasn't his fault.
Okay, well, that's fine, but he ain't getting any better. Where would you rank him in quarterbacks in the NFL?
His stats can get better. Sure, he's got better people to throw it to.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, he's a middle of the pack quarterback.
Middle of the pack is where he is. So it comes back down to him being a good quarterback, and that's what you need in the NFL. You need that. So he's obviously the most important man on the roster.
Right, but does he mean more to another team in terms of as a business?
You're putting him middle of the pack?
Yeah, he's a middle of the pack quarterback.
The way he knows all the schemes, this guy's been there, done that, within 2 minutes left in the game.
Physically, it's different. It used to be, and unfortunately, I have to compare him to where he was in the early 30s, and that's unfortunate. But ultimately, Rich,
look what he did the season before last.
I understand that. But now that he's in his 40s, and I think I've told you guys this before, that he can be great at times, and then you will see significant drop, and then he'll go back up to where he's great. Before, he was great all the time, and that comes with old age. That comes with a guy who's approaching his mid-40s.
And the team has put a lot of picks and a lot of equity into skill position players, and maybe whose fault is it? I mean, is it the skill position players' fault that they're not achieving, or is it maybe Brady's, incapable of doing what he used to do?
Think of it this way. If he is getting fawned after and there's people throwing money at him and he's getting offers of $60 million or even more so, then obviously the rest of the league doesn't think that it's his fault.
Well, here's the deal.
These are guys who watch tape. These are people who...
I understand what NFL people do. Here's the deal. It's if I'm Tennessee, I get him in because I just need a game manager. And that's exactly what I need. And you know he won't make big mistakes. And he's obviously an improvement over Tannehill. Well, run through the teams and see the teams that would want him. See the teams that wouldn't want him. I mean, there's if you run through the league, there's teams that, like the Jets wouldn't want him. So it's just... and then if you're a team like Vegas, you're not signing him to be your quarterback per se. You're signing him to sell tickets. And the argument I've made about Vegas, and you say, look at how the hockey team took off, is that they're worried in Vegas, apparently, from what I've read in business sections. Some of us go outside the sports section. Is that if you're not going to watch the game in the stadium, where are you going to watch it in Vegas?
At a sports book.
Yeah, and there's 5 million sports books. So they're concerned that people actually won't attend the physical game, that they'll turn to sports books. Go ahead.
I think, Rich, you're forgetting that at times last year he looked more than human, especially in December. I mean, there were times where you didn't see 300. In fact, a lot of the time you didn't see the 300-yard, 3-touchdown Brady that we've become. That was automatic 3 years ago. And now things are a little different. Games against Kansas City and Cincinnati, he wasn't very good.
Dude, he was beat down since the beginning of the season when he realized this is what I have to work with. He looked around and saw the players around him.
Rich, I'll counter that by saying there have been times in the past where they've whiffed on how many people in the draft, and it didn't matter because Brady was able to rise up and lift everyone around him and carry them across the finish line.
Okay, but he also, those in the second half of his career, always had like a guy like Rob Gronkowski, who was a weapon who he could rely on. They did nothing to replace the tight end position.
Well, okay.
Like, not even someone who was reliable.
That's
they did
an
nothing
excuse.
There.
It's not the excuse.
They drafted a receiver in the first round. Well, granted, he was injured for part of it. They traded a second-round pick for a guy who's had success at the receiver position.
And I'm not going to put it all on the weapons. I'm going to say that he should have put the work in at the beginning of the season before the year started by going to OTAs and getting some chemistry with
these
guys.
He's the middle of the pack quarterback. I agree with John. And if I'm the Patriots, I don't think it's ridiculous to let him go.
A middle of the pack quarterback doesn't get offered $60 million for 2 years.
You do if you're Brady.
Yep.
You do. You do. He's a future Hall of Famer who has maybe 2 years left in him. You do offer him that if you are not the Patriots.
Yeah.
Because you need that. You need, obviously, ticket sales matter. But if you're the Chargers and you've been mediocre and you're sick and tired of watching Philip Rivers throw four interceptions in big games, I mean, Fred's right. This guy won't make big mistakes. He knows what he's doing. There's not a defense out there he hasn't seen. You pay through the nose for a guy like that, because if you look around the league, there aren't many quarterbacks like that.
Yeah. All right, WWE Friday Night SmackDown tonight is at the Garden, but I guess suppose that's a read for later. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
My only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, Greeny, just think about this right now. It is February 27th. There hasn't been any real meaningful progress between Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And with every day that passes, and with every day that moves closer to free agency, the idea of him not being in New England becomes more and more of a reality. And maybe they can sit down and figure out something. But what to this point has given you that indication that would suggest that that is the case? Look, Tom Brady set up his contract for him to be a free agent. There haven't been any significant talks up until now. We're closer to free agency. How come with a player like Drew Brees, we hear him going back to New Orleans, but we only wonder if the two sides with Tom Brady and the Patriots can figure out a way to bring him back to New England? We're not talking about a run-of-the-mill free agent. We're talking about arguably the greatest player in football history, and we are moving closer and closer to free agency, to other teams having a chance to be able to sign Tom Brady and to have Tom Brady leave New England and sign with another franchise. And as difficult as it is to envision Tom Brady wearing any other helmet than the New England Patriots, I think that becomes more and more likely all the time. Think about Tom Brady in a Titans helmet, a Raiders helmet, a Buccaneers helmet. Anything's possible at this point.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
In
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
You know the age-old saying with this role playing, leaving A.O. in a K-hole praying. Newsflash, this is how an MC sound. I put it down like no-look dogs from D. Brown. We in the house.
Say 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
So I heard you guys say that anyone below the age of 35, you know, would be a part of the Tom Brady camp, want him to stay. Da 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 da. Now I think he's gonna go because our defense is so old and so decrepit that we don't like we have to make changes. First of all, we can't sign Devin McCourty. I heard we're talking to him again. We can't do that because we're just too old. We need to get younger all over the board.
You would think so.
What if it's a 2-year deal?
Yeah, but it's 34. We're not going to be able to come close. Teams are going to be offering what $100 million over 3, or like what $60 million over 2, $70 million over 2. We're not going to come close. We're going to come in at like $40 million over 2 max. And that's money we could definitely use elsewhere.
You're not going to pay him $20 million a year.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted right now. All right. Just you're going to be here.
Hey, can somebody?
Can someone
remove Sarge from the situation?
Yeah, because it would be better.
I don't want to exhaust our poor guest.
If it would have been better if Sarge like walked.
I just don't want to exhaust her because she's a great guest, and I just don't want this to be. I don't want her to be exhausted. There's things going on right now in our green room that
make Sarge go into the bird.
Have him sit
Sarge.
With Nick. That would be perfect.
Yeah. He can go in the little studio over here. But
Nick, you got to take one for the team.
That's right. Hang out with Sarge for a little bit. We're letting him in studio. That's the least he can do for us, is to just let our guest rest and, you know, just kind of relax for a little bit. Oh, I can't wait. 10 minutes away. Magic. By the way, Jeff Howe did say that according to the people he's spoken with about the other Patriots, and a lot of this has to do with what's going to happen with Brady, he said that Dante Hightower is open to an extension, but there haven't been any negotiations at this point. They said later in the offseason they might revisit this. That's not like a massive priority right now. Joe Tooney, however, his market has exploded.
Of course it has.
And we knew he was going to get a lot, but they are saying that he could get $14 to $15 million annually. Yeah. According to Jeff, there's only 3 guards in the NFL who are averaging $13 million a year. He might end up being the highest paid guard in the league. On top of that,
if you play for the Patriots and you're an offensive lineman who goes to free agency at a decent age,
not only
do you get paid, you get paid the highest in the history of your position.
It's true.
Trent Brown got a ridiculous contract, but unlike Trent Brown,
Solder get the biggest contract?
I don't think he got the biggest. The Giants overpaid for him, but he didn't have a good year this year for them. But the other thing about Tooney is that he's widely believed to be a very good offensive lineman regardless. I mean, if you look at the Pro Football Focus numbers, I mean, if you are...
Bird, come on, dude.
What are we doing?
Corral the wet cat. He's like a wet cat running all around.
So, never mind.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted.
I understand.
The audience doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
All right, so the wrestling guest is here.
Yes.
And sorry...
Sarge won't leave her alone.
So Sarge is out there. Like, Jim Murray's talking to her, or Joe Murray's talking to her, and who cares? But we tried to get Sarge to go into the other room, and he did for like a second. And then he's like a wet cat.
He's showing her the belt right now.
He's not.
He's like a wet cat. Oh. Bird, grab him physically. He's getting... I don't care if he... Get autographs afterwards.
He's like a feral cat.
That's right. Turn that around so that the Twitch people
okay,
can see this.
Go to Twitch. Go to twitch.tv sports up. Now, this you have to see on Twitch. It's not pointing on us. It's pointing on what's going on in the lobby. Like, Sarge is not allowing Bird to remove him. Bird does security for a living. Bird,
just,
good for Nick.
Fine. Just let him.
No,
let
but it's funny. It's funny. He's like a wet cat.
He won't stop talking.
He's like a wet cat. Like, he's in front. You have to understand, they brought him into another room to remove him from the guest, and then he just, like, meandered out. Bert, you got to get him out of there. Go ahead. Get on the microphone. Get on the microphone.
He's not listening. He's in his own little world. Does he give an F about any of us? He's just in his own world doing his own thing. Zero Fs given.
Because you can't really physically touch him. Go ahead. Get on the microphone.
Hang on. Should this be... Should we keep him out of the interview because of that?
Yes. Oh.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I mean, we're asking him nicely.
You
and we're doing
see...
something nice for him.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Now he's going pitcher crazy. He's, like, lost his mind. He's just so excited.
What was the movie? Was it the movie Alien? Remember the movie Alien where the thing would just latch to people's faces?
Yeah, this is one of those times.
All right, so
Joe's his handler too. Joe, why are you not helping?
No, don't kid on Joe, Fred. Joe's.
You just said Fred.
He's the last. I said Joe.
No, you said don't get on Joe, Fred.
For anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was gonna say. I don't want him in here. He's so weird.
Joe?
So what's going on out there?
I fanboyed a little bit.
No, I don't care about you.
You're fine.
Oh. Sarge is getting autographs for his crew.
Okay, so we...
His crew?
Asked him if he would go in another room, and then he meandered out.
Oh. I don't know what happened there. We were taking pictures.
He's like
we were chatting it up.
You're a little flustered.
Yeah, you're a little flustered, too.
I was just... hanging out out there. I was sitting there for a little bit.
Okay, all right. Now you told me
you should see Joe's face.
It's like you told me that you haven't smoked in like 5 months or something like that. All right,
Jesus.
If I didn't know what was going on a second ago, I would have thought you were high. But you're high on something else right now.
Nice. I'm happy to meet a WWE superstar.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never seen you like this.
My God.
Look at him. Like, you got a permagrid on your face? He looks like he's super... You're right.
Here's
he looks
what I like.
Super high.
I like the fact that wrestlers here, but also in costume, in act. Like, you know, sometimes they come in here, they wake up, they're just worked out or something. Like, I'm glad you get to see Lacey Evans in her character. This is great. This is what you're going to see on television tonight.
Fred, what did I tell you? It's an... The reaction.
This is like Joe Marine's usually like tough guy, like you know, like and now he's like look at his face. He's like
it's like talking to someone who's high.
Look at that grin. Were you smiling like this when you left your wife this morning?
No.
Do you want a cigarette? Look at Joe's face. He's
oh,
so
my
happy.
God. Look at him.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
That was
Sarge, cool. Sarge, why, we told you to cut. We don't want to. We wanted to relax. Why were you like being a face hugger when she came in? She came to you?
Oh, come on.
Did you just say she came to bow down to the king?
Joe's in his own world. He's just sitting there.
I mean, there's something in the air here at the station today, and I'm looking forward to this.
Well, the best thing is that you and I are so far removed.
I know.
It's like going to another country and seeing an ancient ceremony,
right?
And just sitting there, just watching it as it goes on, and not really being familiar with what the natives are doing.
Joe. What are you doing? Joe is sitting there with his, like, holding his hands, like, just.
I don't know what's wrong.
She just wandered. Now, is that nice woman just wandered in front of the picture window here, and Joe is looking, and his jaw slowly falls. Right.
We got it.
Jay Stewart just put hashtag facehugger.
Oh, my God.
You got to go on Twitch.
You got to go on Twitch.
If you're ever going to do it, now would be the time.
Listen, I've been looking forward to this break all week. Goodness. So I've been looking. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but all I know is that Lacey Evans is a superstar. And at least here at 98.5 Sports Hub, she is the biggest thing that's walking
in this
place.
I'll tell you what.
They are, everyone is super excited, and we know that she's going to be huge. But this is something that we have.
I mean, it's like if Kip Winger came in with Don Dokken. I mean, it's that kind of situation.
So it says you need to get a picture of Joe Murray. Your wish is my command.
All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game right now. New customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher. I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you serious right now? That's not a citation, is it?
No, it's a violation ticket for speeding, Macy. It's you, Macy, right?
Do you know who I am?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm Lacey Evans, and I do not rate that ticket, so you can go ahead.
Lacey Evans.
WWE superstar, and you should know exactly who I am.
Sorry, ma'am, I don't. So here's the ticket information on the back.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So. You nasty thing. I'll pay the ticket.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Well, don't. You have a terrible day, sir. Canada is terrible, and I can't wait to get back.
Welcome to Edmonton.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. WWE Friday Night SmackDown is tonight at the TD Garden. Only a few tickets remain. Visit Ticketmaster.com for more details. Lacey Evans is in studio.
I want her to know before she comes on two things, first of all, is that there is a track record for people in the WWE who come on our show, and it's weird. It's like a month after they're on our show, they become like the biggest thing in the WWE, and it's weird. And I'm sure that's kind of by design with the people who come here, but Becky Lynch, right before she blew up, she came in here. Apparently, she flirted with Fred.
Apparently, you saw the video.
If
someone bites their lip while they're talking to you, like, that is a flirtatious thing, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely not. I don't know what kind of mindset you're in, sweetheart, but that does not mean
See,
that.
See, I'll tell you my mindset.
Especially after looking at you. No offense.
I'll tell you my mindset with that, because you're absolutely right. My mindset with that is that you guys are around such perfect specimens all the time.
Right.
That when you run into someone with the wit and a power of me, but with you're almost attracted to the lack of muscle tone, in that it would be like if I've only seen a certain body type and then it gets old to me. Do you ever, like, it's like a Twilight Zone episode, like when the lady gets the surgery and then everyone's got the ghoulish face.
It's like if you ate at Del Frisco's every single day for a year, sometimes, like, you know what? I just want a Big Mac.
Right. You understand?
Sure.
Okay.
Lord, help this man.
The other thing I want you to know is that when I mentioned that you were coming in, there was, first of all, there's a ton of, as you know, obviously, from the last 10 minutes being out there in that in the green room or whatever you call that, is that people went nuts that you were coming in. Especially the man sitting to your left was having a hard time even like looking towards you.
He won't
like,
look at you.
He won't look at you.
Don't look at me too long and don't touch me and we'll be just fine.
He is super smitten. And then the man to your left, obviously you have met him already.
Okay, so he was like a wet cat. Sarge, first of all, do you like when the grown men have the wrestling belts?
You know, I mean, I appreciate the support and I'm glad you're a fan. It's how I make my money.
That's right. Future champion.
I'm curious as to why you call yourself a Sarge.
Well, I was given the nickname.
Really?
So, yes.
Yeah, but he has false...
But you're talking to somebody who actually served in the military.
Yeah,
isn't that stolen valor?
No, it's stolen valor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever.
Change the nickname, sweetheart, and fix your haircut.
I'll buzz it off then for you.
Very
but although
well.
I had a little, you know...
Would you know that he had a hair transplant?
Did he really?
You would not know.
Well, you know, Lacey, before it's coming in, it's been a year. So it takes about 2 years, you know. So
that's right.
Before is bald. But you should talk, Fred. Take your hat off.
Let's look.
Yeah, look at the back, though. He's still got a lot up. Look at that. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot work in there.
This guy, too, needs some.
Yeah, he did. Of course I do.
But you know, Lacey, Rome wasn't built in a day, neither was your new hairline. So there you go.
Very well.
Yeah. What is
Whatever
going
makes
on?
Makes you sleep better at night.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so he's wearing a Kowloon sweatshirt. Now,
right.
Are you aware of the Kowloon?
Yes, I've been informed, and I can't wait to go try it out after the show.
You've been informed by him, correct?
I have.
Yeah, of course you have.
Okay, so is that okay? So, in all honesty, what is your? Because you guys, your schedule is absolutely insane.
It is.
And in all seriousness, it's very very impressive to me that you can do this. Take us through, like, from Sunday until now. Because obviously you had to get up and get ready and make yourself up, which probably takes a while. And then you have to do morning radio. And then you have to wrestle tonight. So how many wrestling things have you been to this week?
Actually, not very many because, for me, my schedule hasn't been that busy. But it's very busy. I'm doing media interviews. I'm working with Military Makeover with Montel Williams on the set of that. I also homeschool my kid. I've got a 7-year-old. I've got a husband. They're actually here. They travel with me everywhere I go.
That's awesome.
So between the wrestling interviews, working with nasties like you at 6 a.m. in the morning and making sure my baby is taught correctly in regards to education and then having a step in the ring by Friday night, I need a lot of coffee.
Yeah, because the schedule is, I don't know how you guys do it. It seems absolutely miserable.
It's not. I mean, we're very blessed to have this job and make the impact that we do and have a platform in order to help people, which it motivates me. So that in itself, it helps me get up every morning. But like I said, it's just a lot of coffee. And if you love what you do and you have a passion for making an impact, this job is like the best you could possibly ask for.
Okay, so the gentleman sitting to your right has a question, if he can
Please.
Actually get it out.
Yes, so Lacey, obviously you're the sweet Southern belle.
Sassy.
Excuse me. Very sassy.
Oh boy,
I got to throw that one out there.
Yeah. This is a good one.
Was it a sassy we just
sassy.
Got?
Joe, look at her in the eyes.
Calm down, sweetheart. Take a deep breath.
I know we're good here.
You can make eye contact at any time.
Joe, make eye contact.
Is this a gimmick or is this the Lacey Evans?
If you ever say that word to me one more time. I might actually have a match right here, right now, sweetheart. Ooh. I was born in Georgia, raised in the South. I bake a pie just as good as I can fire a weapon. And don't let these high heels fool you, sweetheart, because if I put my boots back on, I'd kick your ass. There is nothing about a gimmick when it comes to me.
Lacey, do you understand how much that these gentlemen and your fans love that you dominate? That they love that
all men love women that dominate, sweetheart. I completely understand that.
This guy right here, the guy in the yellow shirt, does too.
He needs
Okay, Sarge.
It's you and Sarge.
No, I don't.
Lord, I'm surrounded by a bunch of nasties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dude.
King Nasty there.
What are you doing?
So Sarge told us that when you showed up, you went right to Sarge. That he didn't come to you. You went to Sarge.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. I don't come to very many people, honey. I come to my husband, and that's about it.
All right. And you are from. You spent some time in Statesboro, right?
I did. That's actually where I had my first match, Statesboro, Georgia.
Yeah.
I was active duty in the United States Marine Corps, and one thing led to another, and I'm here in WWE.
Yeah, not a lot in Statesboro. That's where my my wife's father, who was estranged,
who gave me the pecans with the crap in them?
With the turds in it. Yeah, he actually, there was near there. There's a place in Valdosta where you drive through. It's like a drive-through safari. Have you been down there before?
I have not.
He was a tiger wrangler, even though he had no experience with any kind of
wildlife. Well, he had a master's in animal biology.
I think it was just like, who's insane enough to wrangle a tiger? And he said, I need cash. And they put him in there. So that is, I mean, so you are as Southern as it comes.
Absolutely.
If you're around Statesboro. There's no question. But, okay.
Sarge has a question. Now, Sarge, if you could please directly look at her in the eye.
Absolutely.
While you ask the question.
Yeah, sure. So, Lacey, you've been in the WWE a little over a year now on the SmackDown roster. Last year, the number one entrant in the Royal Rumble lasted over 30 minutes. Had a run at the SmackDown.
This is such a... Just
can I finish
a
question?
Yes,
no.
Please. Yes. Can you?
Can you?
you're on your way to becoming a women's champion again. You teased
again,
last week.
I've never been a
well, excuse
champion.
Me. Excuse me.
If you're going to ask me questions, make sure you're on point.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Time.
Yes, you're right. But you did tease last week being in the Elimination Chamber.
Right.
Can you talk about that, potentially having your WrestleMania moment, being the SmackDown Women's Champion, winning that in Tampa?
It would be great. And like I said, Sasha Banks and Bayley came after my daughter, which is probably the stupidest thing you could possibly do as a mother.
Right.
As you know, as parents, you don't mess with parents, you know, your children. So they made this bed and they're going to lay in it. And I hope to God they sleep well at night because I'm coming after both of them.
All right. If you could kick Sarge's ass, how would you do it?
I would probably just give him the woman's right and knock his ass out immediately.
Now, what is the woman's right? For those of us not in the know, what is the woman's right?
It's my finishing maneuver. It's what beat Bailey a few weeks back before the Rumble, and it's a solid right hand.
Okay, that sounds like it really hurts.
It does.
Joe Murray, would you be into that?
Yes, I actually be into the...
Look at her, please. Can you look at her while you...
I like the flip that you do off the rope.
Right, yeah.
Does that have a name?
Nope, it does not. It's just,
we
but
should
it's
coin it right
as
now.
Hell, ain't it?
It's called the flip off the rope.
The sassy flip.
But you are now. Has this happened before? Has there been a woman who a woman wrestler who has been the dominant over the men in that? These guys love that part of your personality,
right?
And it's surprising to me. I didn't know that men love to be dominated in this way, but or just a dominant feminine figure, I should say.
Right.
But does that surprise you? Is this the first wrestler who has done this, who has been this way?
I mean, there's been wrestlers, female wrestlers, who have tried, but you can only pretend so much before you're exposed. And when it comes to dominating, when it comes to setting the proper example, rather it's military, graduating top of my class out of men and women, honor graduate out of multiple schoolhouses, the only woman on a SWAT team, sweetheart, I am the epitome of domination.
Now, when you were on a SWAT team, what was one of the more dangerous situations that you had to go into?
Oof. And this is close, you know, it hits me to my heart because I'm very pro-military and veterans and the things that they suffer. But as on the SWAT team and active duty in the United States Marine Corps, PTSD was something that we had to deal with a lot. And it's something that people suffer from so bad. So a lot of our calls, and I won't go into detail because it's part of what we do. We protect each other and we don't really talk about it.
Right.
But when it comes to PTSD and mental health, I can honestly say that that was a factor that we had to respond to often. And it's something that a lot of veterans and civilians need help with.
Was it where you felt your life was in danger?
Sometimes it depended on the situation, but you know, it's our job to stop the threat and help people, and that's what we had to do, and that's what we did.
Now, what did people think when you said that you were going to leave the military and go into wrestling? Because that I can't think of a situation where has that happened before?
I have no idea, but my master guns found out that I got a tryout and I was active duty, and he actually allowed me to go down to Orlando at the PC, the Developmental Center for NXT, and he gave me his blessing. So, but I was getting out the EASing. It was the time came up for me to make that decision, and WWE just so happened it was perfect timing. So I transitioned straight from active duty into WWE.
And Lacey, you started
Sarge.
Sarge almost answered that question for you.
I know.
You know,
I had a question for you. Okay. I had a question. Didn't you go to an independent?
So dealing with the PTSD. I have a friend who suffers from PTSD, and you know the therapy they gave was LSD.
Really? For PTSD?
Controlled psychedelics.
Yep. Okay. Because I know there's some people we've talked to who have dogs. There's an awesome service that's set up.
So many things that you can do nowadays to, and they're learning, you know, all the time. So it's important that, you know, I'm glad we're even talking about it because so many, and it's not only just military, it's not only veterans,
no, it's true.
Civilians. I mean, people are living in hell, people in their minds, and yeah. It's important to do what you can to get help and not settle with that mentality, that lifestyle.
All right, well, speaking of veterans, let's get to what's really important, and that is Sarge having a horrible Stolen Valor nickname.
Right.
Shut if up, you Rich. Could give him, listen, if you
at
could,
least cut your hair into a high and tight and pretend to be, you
it's
know.
Coming. It's okay. coming. It takes a while, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like it said, Rome wasn't built in the day.
You've said that twice now. So if there was, if you had to give him a nickname that wasn't Sarge,
oh, that's a great
Lacey question. Evans, what would it be?
Right off the bat, he's, I don't know why I'm saying this, but Guppy. I don't know. All I right. would call him All Guppy.
Right. Go about, around the room.
Yeah, go around the room.
Right. Sarge, I gotta hear this. It's Rich and I's show.
My segment.
What?
She's giving. She's looking at me like this guy's insane, and I'm not lying.
I want to hear this.
No, I don't. I mean, you would be ashtray down there. Don't ashtray. Ashtray, and you'd be now, biscuit.
Biscuit.
Joe Murray's biscuit.
Okay, I understand biscuit. What is ashtray?
Ashtray.
Oh, ashtray.
It's like ashes.
Yeah, oh, okay. Like ashtray. Ashes.
But I thought you were complimenting my buttocks.
No, not at all.
That it would be something you would serve.
Wow.
Food off. Of.
Nope. Yeah.
All right.
Why would I be?
Bring it on. What would mine be?
I don't know. You don't really stand out to me, to be honest with you.
That's my
gift. You're kind of neutral, so I'd have to probably hang out with you more, which will not happen, so you don't get a nickname from me.
Oh, I thought you were going
to find me intriguing. I was about to make everyone jealous in here.
How about John?
I didn't even know he was here.
Yeah.
I'm not a good
Once
liar.
Once again, that's my gift.
I like your sweatshirt, though.
Yeah, USA.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he supports America.
That's
all right, and in the other room, because it would make his year, Bird. Bird, stand up, could you? He gets so flustered when he meets
Do you want to come in
wrestlers.
Here, Bird?
Lord, don't bring him in here, please.
what nickname would you give him?
Probably Smiley, because he's trying way too hard to do something.
It's like painful, isn't it?
Don't try to fight it, sweetheart. Them dimples are hitting me from here.
The amount of smiling that you cause is just...
Oh,
is
stop.
Is
Tell me just, something I don't know.
It's contagious.
It's a Southern thing. Southern women are
I
just...
I mean, the gentleman Joe Murray next to you, you have to understand he's a gruff man. He's not from the best place in Boston. He's a gruff individual. He's known in the gay community as a wolf.
No, I'm not gay. I was called a wolf. Yeah, they called me. So when they asked,
you can look at her when you.
So when they told me that Lacey Evans was coming in, I stopped. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Now that's a lady is what I said when you were coming in because typically you're not like the other women wrestlers,
no.
right? I know when you said that you came to the developmental, like, this isn't a gimmick.
What?
This
what? Is what right?
when,
you,
when you came yeah, to what?
But when you came to NXT, like, this wasn't your gimmick. This is right. you. Was there ever a time where you thought about maybe using the military?
Absolutely. And being the first female veteran in WWE, that was my plan. But when you come in and you look around and you see, I mean, as a veteran, and especially being in the Marine Corps, boots, pants, I mean, I look like a man. You know what I mean? Like half the time. That was my job. You don't wear makeup. You go in. You've got a male-dominated career. And so, yeah, but when you look around and all these women are, I'm going to be the man and I'm going to do what the men can do. No, sweetheart, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm feminine. I take pride in that. Like I said, I could bake a pie just as good as I can fire a weapon. And I am beautiful and I'm one hell of a woman. So to hold those feminine qualities in my gimmick is, you know, I take pride in that. Women can do what the men can do and look like a woman at the same damn time.
That was a shot at Becky Lynch, was it not?
I will shoot at her in every way other than with a real weapon, sweetheart.
I was under the assumption Major Guns was a military veteran, but that appears not to be true.
Major Guns was the Attitude Era, right? Wasn't that when the WCW and WWE were on at the same time?
Yeah, late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So real quick, can you shoot on Toucher and Rich real quick? Give them a nasty on the way before we get out of here today?
Absolutely. I will remind them that they are nothing but nasties before we leave.
Okay. Well, I guess that would be now.
Oh, are we out of here?
It's the top of the hour. Listen, we've enjoyed our time. Not as much as
flowing.
Joe Murray and Sarge.
I know. Great.
I know, Miss Evans, that the time has flown. that this has had to have been one of the great moments of your career is sitting here.
One of the best.
Yes, thank you. That goes without saying. But I will say this, is that you will be wrestling tonight.
Possibly. You got to come out and see.
All right.
You'll be making an appearance tonight, at least.
Well, she will be in the building, let's just say. WWE Friday Night SmackDown is tonight at the Garden. Only a few tickets remain. Visit Ticketmaster.com for more details. Joe will be there. Jimmy Stewart will be there. Sarge will be there with signs, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarge will will say that he sucks.
If you see us, will you rip up our sign?
I love my fans. They are they make my paycheck.
Sometimes you might even put them in your boots, write some of the letters.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah.
No, I absolutely love what I do. And like I said, it's about making an impact and using this platform to fix this messed up world. And we need to come together. So, yes, that motivates me. And I do that. And the fans mean the world to me.
Guppy, any last words?
Future champion. Can't wait to see her raise the title at WrestleMania in Tampa.
Lord, stop.
She's Tampa got Bay. It. Look all at right. her. Embarrassed her. I love it.
Nope. Could never do that.
At the end, you charmed her.
That's right.
That's right.
Southern charm.
Her smile is your reward. There you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you at SmackDown.
Okay.
Thanks for closing up the segment there, Guppy.
Lacey Evans.
No charge from the Sarge.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Leaving his presence is your reward.
Oh, boy.
God bless America.
All right. There you go. All right. We'll be back.
Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.